We're doing Chafetz Chaim, and tonight our learning has been dedicated in honor of Batya Orli, who's here in the homeland, and her husband appreciates all the beautiful years they've had together, and many more to come, Be'ezrat Hashem. We're in the third chapter, the second paragraph of Hilchot Rechilut, and we learned that there's the guideline of Lashon Hara, that we're not allowed to say something about someone else that they would rather we not say, something that's negative or embarrassing, so we're not supposed to quote that. And then there's another prohibition of peddling, of giving over stories, of going and telling, let me tell you what I heard, which is the prohibition of rechilut. So it breaks down to two. There's the prohibition of saying things, even if I didn't go peddle, it came up in conversation. And then there's an added prohibition to go and tell people what we've heard, to find people to share our gossip with. So now the Chafetz Chaim is going to give us an example. Im Reuven tiber al Shimon bifnei Levi. Reuven, Shimon are friends. Reuven walks over to Levi and says, "Let me tell you something about Shimon." Okay, so Reuven, who's friends with Shimon, goes over to Levi and tells something about Shimon. And then v'alach Levi. Levi comes right back to Shimon. V'siper adroim leShimon, and he tells him, "You know what Reuven just told me about you." Now these things happen in life, and you have to be careful. First of all, practical advice. Sometimes when you coordinate projects, sometimes when you're coordinating workers, so you feel there's a conversation and confidence, and you're going to talk to someone about another worker, and the person is capable of going to the other worker and quoting you. So we always have to think what we say and how we say it, and what we say, the Gemara says, try to ensure that your conversations don't involve looking over your shoulder. Meaning, think about what you're going to say and how you're going to say it, and ask yourself, would I be comfortable if someone else were standing right here? If that person were standing right here. The Gemara praises one of the rabbis who says, "I never said something and looked over to my shoulder." In other words, he was always careful what he said and how he said it, that he wouldn't be concerned saying it even in the presence of other people or a specific other person. So again, Reuven went and told Levi about Shimon. Levi went right back and told Shimon what Reuven said about him. Asur li Shimon lomar hakach Reuven. So what's the next thing that's going to happen? Reuven walked over to Levi. Levi came right back to Shimon. What's the next thing Shimon's going to do? He's going to come back to Reuven and say, "What did you just say about? Why'd you say that about me?" So he says, he can't do that. He can't tell mechdibat alai bifnei Levi. He can't say, even though everyone here might have been wrong. Reuven, right, shouldn't have said to Levi. Levi shouldn't have said to Shimon. But now Shimon is tempted to go back to Reuven. Says, you have to clarify whether that's permissible. Why? Because then he's continuing to peddle. And he's coming back and saying, "You know what he told me." And even if he doesn't tell him, "You know what Levi told me," but rather says plainly, if he comes back to him and says, "Hey, I heard you said such and such about me." If what's going to happen is Reuven will deduce, he'll say, "Wait, how did he hear that? How does he know that?" So he'll deduce who he heard it from. So that's prohibited. So the Chafetz Chaim says, this is something that's very common. Someone says something about someone else, and then they quote it back to the person, and he goes back to the one who says it, and said, "Why'd you say that about me?" So we have to analyze every step of the way. And sometimes some of the steps are legitimate. Meaning, it might be legitimate. Let's take a case of a shidduch. Sometimes it's legitimate to say something about someone. It's the truth. Sometimes it's the fact that it's the truth doesn't mean it's legitimate. But sometimes it's the truth and it's legitimate to say something. And sometimes when you hear something, it's legitimate to go back to the person and say, "You should know this is what's being said about you." That every step of the way might be legitimate under certain circumstances. There was a story of a girl who, when she was going out, so people would always shy away from her, and she didn't know why. And the reason was because every day she would take vitamins. But she was a cheapskate. She didn't buy a bottle for the vitamins. She had someone in the family who was taking a certain psychiatric medication, and she just took the bottle of the psychiatric pills, and she filled it with her vitamins. So her roommate sees that she's on psychiatric medication. So what's she supposed to know? The bottle says psychiatric medication. She's not checking what the pills in the bottles are. So they'd call the roommate. And the roommate, anytime it was a serious conversation, she'd say, you might want to check if she's on psychiatric medication. So that was enough to scare everyone away. So then, finally, someone called the girl and said, you should just know this is what's being said about you. So the girl couldn't figure out why someone would say that about her. So she rightfully went back to her roommate and asked, and said, why do you say that about me? And her roommate said, what do you mean? I was your roommate for years and you were taking those every morning. And she sat and thought, and then she realized what had happened. She kept refilling the same bottle, which wasn't the bottle. She was taking vitamins. But the roommate saw a bottle that said something else on it, not vitamins. So again, it's every step of this story can be legitimate. Under different circumstances, it is correct to question and it is correct to quote. Those are the details we learned earlier in the earlier chapters of the book. Right now, the Chafetz Chaim is just saying, if it's not legitimate, then it also falls under this prohibition of rechilut, of peddling stories.
Is what the roommate said legitimate?
Depends on the circumstance. We would generally recommend, what we try to do is, we tell the person involved, the party involved, what do you think about sharing this information with the person you're dating? And then it involves more work, but we take the responsibility of ensuring that the information was shared. Meaning when I'll have a situation where I know someone has some information that the girl they're dating or the guy that they're dating is entitled to know, so I'll follow up and make sure that at the right time, as best I can, at the right time the information is shared. But it's always better if the person has an opportunity to share it themselves, rather than being caught as a liar or losing the trust between the couple. And also, we don't have enough details to present it nicely, positively. And the person, when they present themselves, can usually do a much better job of presenting nicely, factual and yet nice. So that's why our recommendation would be to invest a little bit more work, but ensure that the person shares the information, as opposed to us pulling the flag.
My question, though, it's a strange thing to put on a roommate, that particular example. I mean, you know, first of all, if you ask somebody for reference, you know, that's a strange thing, you know. What, you know, I mean, you're right, the person has an obligation to tell the person, not the first date, obviously, but when before you're deciding to marry, that, you know, whatever, to speak to the psychiatrist, whoever is the person that prescribed it. But to put that on a roommate, I don't know. It's a tough question.
Again, I think there were more correct ways to work this out.
The roommate wasn't wrong. You said that was his question. I was thinking of the two.
I'm saying I would think the roommate should have done it a little differently. Should have called the person and said, are you sharing this? I understand you're dating someone.
It would have come out earlier and it would have messed up the whole thing.
Right? Saying that people innocently and with good intentions will sometimes feel like they have to share their information. And sometimes we have to ensure the information is given.
Right.
We don't have to be the one to give it.